Recording has started. The Robin is unable to come. He had a conflict. He asked a member of his team to attend in his place. I think that's Martin. I don't see Martin yet, but much of what's in these notes comes from Robin and his research on the Ubuntu upgrade. And Robin asked if I would record the meeting. So that's that. Is my mic still working? It just went weird for me.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, thanks.
I can't stop hearing you.
if you want to, condolences.
If you want to give yourself a little more space, just collapse the thing on the left there. Down by space tools at the bottom left, there's the arrow. Click that. There you go. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to log in here so we can take notes live. So should we just dive into business then?
That's why we're here.
I think we have everybody now.
Go ahead, Wade.
Oh, I was just saying, I think we should probably focus on the Ubuntu 2004 upgrade notes, because I see some, we need to, I think, understand the dependencies and what needs to be done there.
Agreed. I think that's going to be the main focus. My one thought before is I noticed that the CI/CD PRs aren't merged yet. I was wondering if, Renata, you were going to review those. Did you get a chance to look at them?
Yes, I reviewed it and started a discussion with Gavin. I hope we'll get final solution soon and can merge it.
Okay, that'd be great. I'm excited to see Kevin's work make it into the main repo. So, and did you review both the Node and Plenum ones or just the Node one?
Just for Indie Nodes. If Indie Plenum is ready to review, I can review it too.
Okay. When we talked last, go ahead.
On the CI side, I have a couple things. I'm just trying to get some reports and artifacts out of the tests done, and then I'll take it out of a work in progress and ping you when it's ready.
Thank you, Wade. Ian, is there anything we should know since Tuesday on the Plenum CD?
No. I think it'll be done after Wade has done the CI. I'm going to wait for the CI to merge, and then I'll merge it into mine, and then open the PO for the CD. But it's fine. It's in fine shape.
That makes sense.
I'm hoping it's done. I haven't been able to review my latest set of test runs yet.
Yep. And then on the IndieNode CD, I believe we answered these questions on Tuesday, but I just want to double check. Did anybody have questions about the IndieNode CD? Okay. Then I'm going to call that done. Thanks for letting us take a minute to do that, Wade.
We're missing Kevin, so I'm not surprised there aren't any questions there.
Yeah. Well,
I do have a quick question, actually. So that's something, you know, reading through the documentation in IndieNode, it's like what constitutes a setup environment? And I haven't fully understood, like, is it running the, you know, just the, like that said, the PI test, but those are all unit tests. I mean, what are the environmental tests that should be run against, you know, setting up a node and everything from a dev perspective? Obviously, there are the instructions to set up the IndieNode from like the Docker files and stuff. But, you know, if I wanted to fully test it, usually there are both unit tests and then post integration tests. And I haven't seen clear documentation on how to do the latter.
So from my point of view, we have the same environment for unit and integration tests for IndieNode.
So there's another repo, Indie Test Automation. I think we probably need to make that more clear as to where that is and what it's used for. But that has a bunch of sort of integration tests for IndieNode, including sort of ledger upgrades and various things like that.
Yes, but IndieNode automation tests, it's the third kind of tests. It's system tests with final build of IndieNode, as I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's perfect, Renata. I may have been asking about system tests and miscommunicated. And so, yeah, that'd be a good thing to look into. Thanks.
I think the key point is if I'm understanding Renata correctly, once you get the unit test running, you can have confidence that your development environment is sufficient. Is that correct?
Sorry, I'm not sure about your question. So yes, we have all documentation for unit and integration tests for IndieNode in IndieNode repo. And so we have another one repo with Indie test automation. It's about system tests. It's, I hope it has another documentation. And as I understand, Anton ran it some time ago and it works well. But it's two parts of tests with different ways to have an environment.
Is that sufficient guidance, Ryan?
Yeah, more than, thanks.
Okay, excellent. Wade makes a good point about the Indie documentation should clarify how Indie test automation fits in. Do we have any volunteers to make that change the documentation?
Richard, we had talked a little bit about, I mean, this might be a stretch goal for us, but to possibly the dev experience be something I spent some time on. And this seems like one of those areas that I could help improve as I'm getting to know the IndieNode code base.
Excellent. I was hoping you'd volunteer, Ryan. Thank you. Okay, any other thoughts on GitHub Actions? Okay, let's talk about Ubuntu. So we have Robin's questions. We can dive into those, or should we talk about other things? Well, I do want to make sure you know. So Robin did a bunch of research into what the dependencies are to get to Ubuntu 20.04. I didn't know this. I didn't realize Ursa doesn't build on 20.04. So that complicates things. He said there's a libssl upgrade we need to do in Ursa in order to upgrade Indy. I think the Ursa community, well, Brent's the expert, but I think the Ursa community would welcome us doing that work for them. LibIndy, my understanding is LibIndy only builds on 18.04, but it runs on 20.04, looking through pull requests and or issues reported. LibIndy Crypto is available for 16.04, and it's not needed, but it is still used on master because the pull request hasn't been accepted. So that complicates things. It simplifies things to get that pull request in. So Robin's proposal was that we should build the dependencies above for 20.04. And then he also pointed out the PyPy packages. That was the chunk of work I was tracking, was all the old dependencies that we were pulling through PyPy. So Robin recognizes those as well. So I'm glad he noticed a bunch of other work I wasn't aware of. So anyway, that's the update from Robin.
So what is regarding the pull request not being accepted, to update things, I'm wondering if we can retarget that PR to the 20.04 branch, since it's more relevant to that one. So that would be a solution there. But is it possible that we could get sort of the dependency tree that we've got in these notes, maybe better documented in the actual IndieNode repository, so that we can sort of visualize it a little bit better with the actual dependencies, because it kind of it's a bit of a spider's web once you start getting in there. So I've got that. Now with that branch, I realized after the fact that I may or may not have done the right thing with that. I created that branch off of master, but are there bits and pieces that are I seem to recall there might be bits and pieces in master that we decided after the fact that we didn't necessarily want to include, some rich schema work or something like that.
I'm in favor of it all going in, but I recognize other people have concerns about some of it.
I just don't know if there's going to be like any negative impact, or if, you know, it's something that we are fine with moving forward. Or
have implemented fetch flag to disable rich schema transactions at all?
Sorry, you're really quiet. I couldn't quite hear that.
We put in the feature flag to disable the rich schema transactions. So at this point, I think it would be riskier to take it out than to keep it in with the feature flag turned off.
Okay. So as long as that feature flag is on by default.
Yeah. So that was the request from the team default in August when we built it.
Okay. Okay. So then let's move forward with that branch.
So Renata and Ryan, are you able to work off this branch when you work on the Ubuntu stuff?
Yeah, I can work off that.
And then just if you need anything to happen, like I also understand that we're going to be, for the Ubuntu 20.04 upgrade, we're going to be relying more on the GitHub Actions than Jenkins. So if there's anything, you know, either Jenkins or GitHub Actions related that you guys need done, just reach out and I'll make sure that we get, you know, those bits unblocked.
Yeah. Martin, welcome to the call. You're representing Robin, is that correct?
Hi, all. Yeah. Due to circumstances.
And that's fine. I appreciate it. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Have you joined any calls in the past? I was trying to remember if I know you or not.
No, sorry. It's the first time. Also, I'm quite new to the project, so I'm fairly new, I guess.
Excellent. Well, welcome. We're excited to work with you. We created this branch so that Robin doesn't have to work off PRs all the time, but it can be quicker for us to see each other's work since we're all working together on the same effort. So if you can make sure he knows about that branch, it'll be helpful.
Yeah, sure. Will do.
Excellent.
Is the PR process the same on a branch on the Hyperledger fork as it is master?
Yeah. So the thing, oh, go ahead.
Yep. We can have it work the same. And then what we can do is we can just make sure that, you know, that process is at least for the initial bit for the Ubuntu side is less restrictive so that we get PRs in faster.
Great, thanks. See,
I thought the proposal, and I could be wrong, is that we would be able to commit to the branch without the PRs so that we can immediately see each other's changes, and we would do a PR when it goes into master with the full review. But I think
it's still advantageous to do the PR process, because if we just have developers committing straight to the branch and we have more than one person working on it, then you can step on each other pretty quickly once you get over two. So I think it's probably advantageous to still go through the PR process, just make sure that it's streamlined and less restrictive.
So I'll let... Well,
from my side, we had a similar practice on IndieSDK while working on larger features, and usually we are trying to use even the same restriction as to master, because it was helpful to have like full CI/CD and to have intermediate reviews. But probably it would be a good thing to have a ability to do a force merge of the pull request. Even some checks are failed, but all collaborators agree that it's okay to merge the changes.
If I could, I literally have a separate org for this. If you guys want to move fast and break things and test stuff, Hyperledger-CI/CD that I will, if you want to work over there, it's cool. If you go in, yeah, it's GitHub.
Yeah.
-CI/CD. You got it. That's all this is for, is just fast iteration, playing. It has most of the same access to things. You can't publish from here. I haven't hooked it up to Docker Hub, for instance, but I'm willing to work with you. We'll make things work if you want. The only thing that I would ask on your branches is if you're going to stay over in the main org and you want to have looser checks, please just leave the DCO requirement as required, and you can uncheck all the other stuff. Yeah, you can uncheck all the, you can make it so that the, you can make the existing CI advisory, right? And just uncheck the thing. If you can go to like the branches, like one tab left, I think.
Well, this is the branches on IndieNode.
Go to settings, branches.
Yeah, we'll put a protection on the.
Right. So you could just add a rule. Well, this is interesting. I never did this. There should be a rule for star, but you could pick another branch.
With DCO.
Yeah, and just enforce DCO and make the rest of it advisory. And I'm not going to cry, promise. I'll tell nobody. But if you want faster iteration, you just want to blast away at stuff, then I'll set you up in Hyperledger CI/CD and we'll make it happen.
I agree with Sergey that we should probably still have the CI checks as well, because I mean, we want to be running, you know, we want to be running the tests against it as we go, and we want to be iterating on the tests as well as the code. So I think that's important. So I think what I would be inclined to stay in the main repo and, you know, definitely make things, you know, have the appropriate checks on it, and have it formal, but allow things to move more quickly. So we would be like making sure that we're reviewing the PRs more quickly and getting them merged and getting back to each other faster for this portion than we do with things going into master.
If that's what the team wants to do, then I'm fine with whatever the team wants to do. I was just nervous with the time zone difference that the PR process took too long. That was a concern I was raised previously, but if Sergey and Ryan and everybody's fine, then I'm fine.
I don't mind PR. I can look at other people's commits and PRs if they're not merged yet to see what changes are being made, same as looking at the branch itself. So
okay. PR process it is. Okay. I withdraw my proposal.
As a reminder, who is it that I go to specifically for PR approval? Just the maintainers in the doc?
Well, I think that's one of the advantages working in the branch is that we don't need as much approval. The way we try to do it in the past is to say that to go into master or main, you should have a PR review from another org, from your org. But I would propose we relax that requirement in the branch and just say you have to have a PR review from one other developer. What do you think of that, Wade?
Yeah, at least one, yeah.
My guess, correct me if I'm wrong, Sergey, the main concern about PRs is that CI/CD runs, not that we need an additional review, since we'll be doing the review when we do the PR to master.
And I think the importance of the PR is probably just to make sure that, you know, if anything changes, that where tests need to change or tests need to be added, that they're actually added. I think that's probably more important than anything at this point in time.
Any other questions about how to work, Ryan?
No, not at this moment.
Okay, excellent questions. Okay, I should be keeping track of decisions. Feel free to help me keep notes, but so we'll work in the branch in the main org.
I need to set up the protection on the branch protection.
See, I see it'll be advisory. Okay. Did I capture that correctly?
Yes.
So the who's willing to help us with our IRSA upgrade? Or nudge Brent. Anybody here that also attends the IRSA meetings and know what their plans are?
I can talk to him. I know that IRSA is partway through a pretty big refactor. So I'm not sure that we'll be able to formally release a 2004 package at this point, but I believe it's in the same position that Indy SDK is, and that I believe it can run on 2004. It just doesn't have an artifact specifically for it. I can reach out to those guys and talk to them about it though.
When's the next IRSA meeting?
2 weeks.
So your suggestion is that we ignore that it says 18.04 and see if it works.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that suggestion. Cross fingers. Maybe it'll work.
No, tests will tell us, right?
Yep. And we believe the same with libindy, that there's no 24 effect, but we believe it runs on 24.
Well, I'm running it on 2004, so, and I haven't run into problems, so.
And we need the, by putting, I should say, Renata, would you be willing to merge the IRSA upgrade to the branch?
So it's unexpected for me that we didn't do it, because I thought that Plenum already uses IRSA and IndieNode uses IRSA. But
I thought we took Indie Crypto out.
Yeah, I wonder if Robin was working off a stable and he meant stable instead of master, because I don't think it's in stable.
I think it's still a dependency. When I was building yesterday, it was still a dependency. So
yeah, so the Indie Crypto quote unquote dependency in Node, it doesn't ever use Indie Crypto. It expects the package. So the reason the PR that takes Indie Crypto all the way out wasn't merged is because it introduced some like CI/CD type changes, and we didn't have the expertise to look at those. So the suggestion to incorporate that PR into the 2004 upgrade makes a lot of sense, because the 2004 upgrade is, you know, at least half of it is CI/CD changes already.
Yep.
So I would encourage those with the expertise to look at that pull request and say, okay, here's literally the pull request takes Indie Crypto out of the CI/CD stuff and does very little else. I mean, So if somebody could look at that, incorporate whatever changes are there into the 2004 stuff, then I think.
Do we have sense. What PR is that? Do we have a number on that one?
I can get it.
We can put it in the notes. So sort of just to reiterate kind of what we're doing here. I mean, we're doing the 2004 upgrade on a separate branch. It's going to be hopefully utilizing the new CI/CD process. And at the same time, we're working on that GitHub Action CI/CD process on the existing code. So then we end up with two work streams that provide us with possibilities of doing node releases either on the existing code with nothing more than a CI/CD change to GitHub Actions and or a 2004 release done with GitHub Actions. So okay. as those work streams get closer to completion, then we can make some decisions on what we are most comfortable with releasing in what order. So if we end up getting the GitHub Action CI/CD process working with the existing code, and we want to do an upgrade to of the ledgers to with the existing version with nothing more than the updated GitHub Actions processes to validate, 100% validate that, everything's working fine, then we can do that. Because that's been identified as kind of one of the steps that we would like to do before we upgrade fully, start upgrading the stewards fully to 2004.
So I was remembering incorrectly, the remove indie crypto PR was merged. So main should reflect those changes, and I'm not sure why indie crypto still shows up as a dependency.
I'll give an update, make sure that I wasn't against stable and I was against master. But as I remember from just 24 hours ago, I think it was failing with indie crypto dependencies.
Maybe we missed something.
Very possible.
But I can look into why it's expecting that too. So
Ryan will take that job for the rest of the day. That'd be great. Any other thoughts on Indie Crypto to Ursa? Okay. So we're going to test that the Ursa runs on 24. We're going to test the libmini runs on 2004. We believe both of those will work. Ryan's going to track the dependencies and get that as a contribution. I think that's the majority of the dependencies that aren't already being handled. Then the other challenge is the Python upgrade and all the PyPy dependencies. Do you want to talk about that in more detail now?
I think we should.
So that's something that Ryan and I looked at a bit yesterday. We were on a 2004 environment. We were creating a virtual environment for the Python based on 3.8. And we had gotten all of the tests to the point where they weren't failing on package issues. So we downgraded all of the expected packages to the 1604, pinned versions. And we were to the point where the code was actually failing on Python changes. So, loops that were no longer supported in 3.8. I'm not sure what happened after that. Ryan probably has more information.
Yeah, there's not a ton of updates on on the Python 3.8. I'll check into that today. That's my highest priority.
And we want to, as much as possible, we want to adapt to 3.8 while still preserving the ability to run in 3.5 so that it can be a clean upgrade for stewards. So stewards can run on the existing 1604 environment and on the 2.04 environment. Does that look possible based on your research at this point, Brent?
Yeah, I mean, you can, I believe 3.8 runs on 1604. You can install 3.8 on 1604. It just isn't there natively.
Well, that's the question. So my question is, are we going to require the stewards to install 3.8 before the upgrade, or can we do the upgrade and then have them switch operating systems?
That's what I'm wondering. So if we can't, like, the monitoring tools will complain, but really just warnings. If we have a mixed steward environment with some running 1604 and one version of Node and 2004 and a compatible version of Node, is that going to cause us any issues? Or do we need to be upgrading? Do we need to be making our lives more difficult and making sure that we're backwardly compatible so that we are able to upgrade Node on the 1604 stewards in order to be able to upgrade other stewards to 2004?
I think Sergey
or Ken
might have more, you know, opinions here, but it's yeah. Knowing what I do about Node, it's difficult for me to imagine that one steward running Node on 2004 and another steward running on 1604, the older version on 1604, but nothing's, Node itself hasn't changed, just the way we're building it has changed. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's possible that they would have trouble communicating and passing messages back and forth, but it's hard to imagine that that would lead to errors.
Because I'm just wondering if we're making our lives more difficult by trying to keep things backwardly compatible.
I think
is there an option to just move forward?
Yeah, it's a reasonable proposal, Wade. I'm interested to know what the effort is in keeping it backwards compatible. If it is a high effort, then I would agree with Wade. We should just move forward and figure out a plan. But I don't know. How hard does it sound, Brent?
Well, I mean, if we're talking, what does backward compatibility really mean? It means the version that we build for 2004 can also run on 1604?
On an unchanged 1604.
That's what we're talking about as far as being able to install Node. So Node being compatible with both 2004 and 1604 simultaneously so that we could upgrade existing stewards that are running 1604 to the latest version of Node and then upgrade... do sort of a scheduled upgrade of stewards and migrate them to 2004 with that same version of Node.
Yeah. So the ideal upgrade process would be that stewards don't have to do anything, just like a normal indie upgrade. We get the trustees to sign the upgrade transaction, and indie Node upgrades in place from its current version to the new version. And then we go to stewards and say, in the next 6 months or in the next 6 weeks, here's the weeks when you're supposed to upgrade from Ubuntu 1604 to 2004, and they can do that in groups. But we don't have to change Indy for that. So the network The network upgrade is completely independent from the stewards' work to upgrade their machines.
Order to do that, we need to Node would need to be backwardly compatible.
Correct.
Yeah. And if it's the upgrade path that I'm just not sure of, if can we initiate a network upgrade that includes upgrading the Python version on the machines? That I'm not sure that we can include jump to 3.8 as a dependency of our network. I don't, maybe it's possible, maybe it's no big deal, but.
We're not, the governance, the way I remember it last round, is that we are not allowed to change the package mix on the steward machines. We can upgrade Indy, but not any of the packages. So we should be asking the stewards to upgrade the packages if the packages are supposed to change.
Yeah, that would need that.
Steven's got something to say.
I was just going to say, I don't even think that's technically possible. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think that's an option.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out what our...
We have to be able to run versions on 2004 and 1604 in parallel somehow, because we can't and any other upgrade.
We're going to have to do that anyway. So, like, we're going to have to do that anyway. We're going to have stewards running 1604 and other stewards running 2004. So, if we're already in a position to do that, do we need to make Node compatible with 1604, or can we start talking about a complete Stuart migration from 2004 or from 1604 to 2004 with the newest version of Node, and then just make sure that that is protocol compatible and interoperable with the existing 1604 nodes, so that as far as the nodes are concerned, they don't really care whether, you know, what OS they're running on.
So I think there's three upgrade paths we've talked about. The ideal one is we upgrade Node, stewards don't have to do anything, then stewards upgrade to their Ubuntu machines. So the question, Brent, is you and Ryan work together, and Ryan, the question for you, is you adapted to Python 3.8, can you do it in a way that will still run on 3.5? I don't, that's going to take you telling us whether it's possible. The second approach is that we ask stewards to upgrade Python on their Ubuntus before the upgrade. That's a reasonable approach. We probably could make that ask, but it's more complicated. So it really depends on how much work to do the first approach. The third approach is what Wei was saying. Indy should be able to run different versions in the same consensus pool. And we could test that. It's more complicated. It's a bit riskier. But I do think we have done that kind of thing in the past. So that might be what we have to fall back on. But I see that as the least predictable option. So I prefer the other two before it. But is that a fair summary of the proposals?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why the third one is so complicated. I mean, if all we're doing is we're upgrading the OS and we are updating the underlying dependencies in Node to make sure that, you know, to bring them up to, you know, sort of that modern standard, so we don't have to pin old dependencies. At that point in time, there should be no functional or protocol difference between the versions of Node, unless there's some breaking change in some underlying dependency. So they should be able to interoperate.
Yeah, it might not be a big risk. Renata, you
I think that would be my personal favorite would be that last one, because then we're moving forward in a logical step, and we're not causing, you know, additional effort in order to make things, you know, several major versions back compatible.
Renato, what's your assessment of the risk of running the code that's currently in master in the same pool as all the code that's in stable?
I don't think that it's a risk. Any risks there?
Because with the even with the rich schemas transactions with the feature flag off, it should all be in consensus just fine. I'm not aware of any other changes.
Yes, as far as I remember, there are no specific changes. So features just rich schema with the feature flag that's disabled by default.
Yeah. So wait, probably fine. We can test it. But Brent and Ryan, I'm still keen to understand if it's easy to do both Python 3.5 and 3.8, then I still think that's the safest option, but if it's hard, I guess I'm glad to know we have other options.
Well, I mean, I can now absolutely look. As I've understood the problem, there is some time urgency, and any additional, I was kind of expecting what Wade was saying. So, I mean, if I need to go back and forth between the machines and make sure that the code changes, you know, the Python changes work on both, but I wasn't expecting that in the setup work.
Well, there's okay. So let's propose this. Let's say, let's move forward with the upgrade. Let's not worry about the backward compatibility within Python versions for Node right now. Let's assume that, let's just make the assumption that when we finish this 2004 compatible version and we spin up a 2004 node with the 2004 compatible version of, you know, a Stuart node, and we put it in the same pool, that it's going to work. We've got the test, you know, we've got the test ledger environment that, and we know we can, you know, test it with the indie test automation and the system tests and everything. We can test adding one of those, you know, new nodes into the mix and see what happens.
Vladimir, is that a test you can do for us?
If our testing shows that it's not going to work, then we need to look at how we deal with that.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Vladimir, is that a test you can do for us?
I didn't catch what exactly should I do, upgrade Python and run tests?
This third option, upgrade some of the machines to Ubuntu. So once we get it working on Ubuntu 24, upgrade some of the machines in the pool to the new Indie node and Ubuntu 24, but leave other machines on 1604 with the old Indie node and make sure that the consensus continues fine.
Yes, I believe I can do it.
Excellent. So, Wade, I agree with you. Thank you for the proposal. It does sound simpler, but Ryan, if you can look into what would be required, I'd be interested to know what our backup plan is. So,
I will keep that in mind and communicate with you offline.
I think it's worth a half hour to an hour of research. Doesn't need to be more than that. Does that sound fair?
Yep.
Okay. I think we made it through my list of top items. What else do we discuss?
Yeah, I had a quick question.
I think
perhaps it's obvious, but I don't see anywhere here where it's documented that we need to document the upgrade. What does it take for a steward to go through the process? And I'm happy to help with that, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think we know what that is yet either, because we haven't decided, you know, we haven't actually validated whether or not we can, you know, just do the migration or whether we need Stuarts to be upgrading existing nodes.
But I appreciate you volunteering to help with that, to lead that effort, Lynn.
While I'm volunteering, I'm also willing to, you know, actually try it on a live network. I can do that in DCO stuff and check things out when we think we're done.
Fantastic. Thank you. I having you and Vladimir testing the results, that gives me a lot of confidence. That'll be you and Vladimir working together on quality. We haven't made a mistake since YouTube started working on it. So that's fantastic. Any other questions or suggestions? Is this a good plan then?
I got to get ready for the TSC meeting, but if anyone needs anything, if there's anything I can help on block or whatever, just reach out on chat, okay?
Thank you for your help, Rye. You have a habit of coming in just when we need your help, so thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
believe someone requested the Python pinned versions, or the ones that we're able to build with on 1604. I have a list that have worked for me and I can share. I just didn't know where exactly someone wanted me to share those. And if I understood the question correctly.
Yeah, I think that was my question. I just wanted to, you know, if we could visualize the dependency tree a little bit better than we have now.
Yeah, I have a rough draft of that. It may not be, but I can share that. Where would be most appropriate draft?
I actually think it might be appropriate to put something like that in the actual documentation for Indie Node so that we can update it as we move forward.
Okay.
So then that would be a PR into the documentation there.
Perfect.
And that would go, Ryan, either in, you could either put it in docs or design of Indie Node. Design is more, well, has more PUML charts in it. But this docs area has what I can see a dependency graph being in either of those locations.
I think maybe, I guess either one, but I think the docs has more developer guides, and that would be sort of a developer guide type thing.
Yeah, I think the differentiation between design and docs is historical. I would not object to somebody combining those two folders. So. Okay. Thank you for offering to do that, Ryan. Anything else we need to discuss to have a clear path forward?
No, I think this is more clear to me. I hope it's sort of more clear to everybody else.
Yeah, this was really productive. Thank you for joining the call, everybody. Since we have an extra couple of minutes, I thought it'd be useful to talk about the new branching model for a minute. Can we change topics?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So everything that's in master is moved into the Ubuntu 24 branch. That makes sense. We're working together in there. Do we want to rename master to main? When do we want to do that?
And I'm kind of going through and doing that on sort of all of the Airy stuff. So I got the list. I got the list from Rye. We did the Aries Cloud Agent Python repository the other day. I haven't heard any complaints. So since I haven't heard any complaints, the process seems to work. All of the CI/CD processes still function, so that was fine. So what I was going to do is just probably starting next week, I might end up firing out a message just saying that, hey, you know, this went well. We're going to start doing it on the other repositories, and then just knock them off, sort of like, you know, as we go. So I can deal with that.
Excellent. That makes sense. So that answers one key question. The other question is make sure stable ends up in master/main. I keep volunteering you for stuff. I might have lost track of how many things I volunteered you for. Is that something you can still track?
In fact, we won't just merge stable to master, or I mean that I hope we don't have any changes in stable that we don't have in master. Then of course I can be volunteer. I think I don't need to do anything for this, just merge.
Excellent. So if you can create the PR and make sure Wade has his questions answered, that's the key thing. Mm-hmm. Does that sound good, Wade?
Yeah. How do you guys feel, how does everybody here feel about maybe moving to sort of more of a a feature branch model moving forward.
Where we create branches, so
for significant features,
like we're doing right now with the Ubuntu stuff.
Yep,
I'm fine.
Because then it makes it easier. Like I've done this on other projects, and it makes it easier to then, you know, assemble an actual release. So you have a number of different release branches, and then you can merge those branches independently into a release branch, and that would be sort of your master branch where your releases are done off of, or your main branch that releases are done off of, and then you can control the order in which features are released based on how you merge them in. This sometimes provides a cleaner way of doing it.
Any concerns or objections to Wade's plan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask, with the new CI process with the GitHub Actions, we will start CI for these feature branches.
The CI would work on the feature branches just as well as any other branch. So we would have all of that we'd have the CI processes running off of all the feature branches, so that we have all of the controls and checks there, and then the CB process would run off of the our main branch or release branch.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I think the only reason we didn't do that before is because we didn't have setting up CI for each of the feature branches wasn't trivial.
Yeah, agreed. It's not as easy in Jenkins.
Yeah, thumbs up for me.
Excellent. Thank you for the proposal, Wade. Sergey, did you have your question answered?
I think so. So actually, we already have like feature branches, but they are distributed across the forks. So we are bringing them together to the main one and activate CI/CD there. And in theory, we will have an ability to recombine features for different releases. Probably I would rather to suggest avoid such things for indie node, because we have like a straightforward line of the updates for our networks. So probably it's not so useful for this particular product. But I don't see any reason why not to try such approach.
Yep. Wade, were you trying to add something?
Nope.
Okay. Excellent. I was concerned. My big concern about the plan before this call was about how the stuff in master, where that goes. I'm more confident about the stuff in master as a whole than trying to cherry pick pieces out of it. But it moving into the Ubuntu stuff, which is where we're going to do all of our testing, answers my question. So I think that works well. And Evernym can definitely take responsibility for making sure that's tested to the level that we've tested things in the past so that we're confident. So it's part of the Ubuntu upgrade branch.
Yeah, I think the biggest effort in all of this is going to be, you know, validating that everything still functions at the end of the day. But luckily we have a lot of testing, test automation in place.
So my last question is a request for you, Wade. Do you document or could we have a volunteer to document this release process?
I really should, yes. You can put that on my plate.
Excellent.
Might not happen right away, but
I think having a hype that explains that would be great. It would, if we had that before this process, it would have eased all of our tension and communication. So I think getting it in place for next time would be really useful. Thank you. I'm glad we were able to spend a little bit of time on that. Anything else we need to discuss today? Okay. That was really good. Thank you everybody for joining. I'm looking forward to the reports in Rocket Chat. Martin, welcome to the team. We're glad to have you joining. And if anybody has problems, we will keep tracking Rocket Chat so we can keep collaborating together.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.